Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, hello. Welcome to the Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Thrilling Thursday Hot Topic Talk edition. It is a brief 15-20 minute show this morning, right before the show. And there was Bill. I know I can't wait till the show is back to the normal and also even more spectacular format, calling in, chatting in the chat room, because so many of my friends like to chat with me right when it's showtime. So do not fret, because my friend DC, and thank God I have another friend. I don't know if he's ready for me to say his name yet, but an awesome producer that's going to really, really work with me on getting Culture Shock Entertainment Report back to its fabulous format, and even better, you're going to see, you not only will hear us, but you will see us, not just Facebook Lives and Insta Stories and YouTube, but you see us, because we have some amazing ideas also for vlogs and reality web series and all of that. So super excited about that. And thank you all for, I never had any doubt of canceling the show. This is a vehicle to connect and to talk about amazing topics, blogtalkradio.com and Sprinker. Amazing podcast formats, and also shout out to the other podcast formats out there also, like Anchor and iHeartRadio. And you can also hear my Sprinker show, Shock Entertainment Presents, on Sprinker. But email me, many of you do, at CultureShockInc, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. I want to shout out Terry and I, dear friend, Melinda Brown, who was just chatting with me before the show, and a few others that were chatting with me. I was watching our world leaders congregate together this amazing event, recognizing the Holocaust. And so Putin, president of Russia, was speaking before I started to broadcast. And right when I was beginning the broadcast on time, then I started getting chat and messages. And again, when we're back to a regular format, that won't happen, because the chat rooms will be open. You can call in and talk. If you want to be a guest co-host, and come in and guest co-host. I'm looking forward to Belinda Macy coming, talking about some of her pure romance products and Valentine's Day. Ormond White, who I will be booking, assisting him with his bookings. He's an amazing artist and director and producer, and he's an amazing chef. He and his wife are so multi-talented and have such an amazing team. And we befriended one another a few years ago when he directed a couple of amazing videos that when I was coordinator for the Mississippi Video Showcase of Crossroads Film Festival, his videos were chosen. And then the last year I was a coordinator, I wasn't hand-on this past year. But in 18, he entered his own video, his own song, How Much. But looking forward to having him as a guest, and many others that have been on the show, like Peter Cook. I would love to hear everything that he's been dealing with in the UK, with Brexit and with the walls and all of that. And all the things that he do in music, and his love of Prince and the Minneapolis Sound also. You know, that's one person in this world that knows a lot about Prince. Some people see now, a lot of my friends thought that I was well-versed about Prince. There are so many scholars out there that can teach you Prince from one-on-one to advanced classes. No joke. So a big shout out to Paisley Park, and again a big shout out to the Nelson family also. Eli Manning retired. Big shout out to him. I know there's more important news I'm going to write my bullet points down. I did not. And Eli Manning is very important to Mississippi. You guys know, being a product of Ole Miss and the Manning family, you know, they're right here. They're us, the Manning family. New Orleans Saints, Tennessee, Mississippi. I mean, they're right here. Our hospital, UMC, the Children's Hospital, they are just leaders when it comes to the Children's Hospital blessing. And also in business and banking and just supporting the community, the Manning family are just amazing. His parents, he and his brother's Peyton's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Archie Manning, and them, they are just amazing to the state. No, I've never met them in person, but it's just amazing. They're part of the Manning family, the McRae's, the Mannings, the it goes on, the Irvies. There are just certain families that and that are rooted right here in Mississippi and have influenced the world. So big shout out to Eli. So I guess we'll be seeing more of him, he and his wife and family, doing more charity work and community work, teaching others how to become successful in business. So congratulations on your retirement. But yeah, I have been watching the World Holocaust Forum 2020. And oh my God, the orchestra was just so beautiful. Those of you that are in attendance there right now, and those of you that have been watching it also, oh man, just a beautiful production. But like I said, right before the show came on, Putin was speaking. But I am just amazed at some of the news. I know I had to show this for 5:30. Then I scheduled it for 6:30, and I'm like, wow, there's so much news. And recently I've been concentrating, you know how sometimes you find out about new people? Because I have, like, there are, like, people that I've been checking out their vlogs for, like, the past couple months. And probably would love to have them on the show. But then also there have been, like, certain news channels in different regions. Because right now I am in Mississippi. I'm in the capital of Mississippi, not in Dallas, not in Tacoma. But there are regions, like I love the stations here, 16, 3, 12, the stations in Dallas. But then I'm, like, into stations, like, in Florida, and Chicago, and Flint, Michigan, and New York. Las Vegas has been the new one. And big shout out to Karen McDonald, who's a member of the James Franco Project. And Las Vegas have had some interesting news stories just overnight, just this morning. I am just like, oh, you're talking about culture shock. I am in culture shock. I thought Tampa Bay and the Tampa Bay area news were like very surprising. But the Las Vegas news stories that I have heard just this morning, very shocking. A young lady had been missing since December 12th. I never heard the story of a missing person, of a young girl in Las Vegas. I know there's a lot of stories out there. Well, she's found in the drainage sewer. Kids walk by every day going to school. She stayed with a guy. And then when they finally found her body, and the guy confessed, he told him what happened. So she was found they had marked her as a runaway. Her family kept saying, no, she's not a runaway, she's missing. So she was really murdered and thrown in a drainage sewer. So she had been found recently. She'd been missing since December 12th. Then in an apartment complex, a baby between the age of 1 and 6 months found in a dumpster, with the toys and everything, like, thrown next to the dumpster. I mean, like, wow. Stories, stories, stories. And then I've been looking at footage that I had not seen during the Hawaii story, the Hawaii event that went on this past weekend. But just a shout out to all of our leaders, our world leaders, and local leaders, and state and federal leaders. A big shout out to you all. Keep up the good work, and those of you that are campaigning, keep up the good work too. You guys know I'm Republican, and you guys know who I voted for last time. But I share my pages, my Facebook page, and my social media are bipartisan. Friends that I have grown up with, my family is a Democratic family, so I'm an independent thinking Republican. And so there's no need to be mean to me, and also to others, that other people that maybe not the same party of you, because we all are in this together. And I don't know what really made me say that, but it's the truth. Let's be more bipartisan and come together, because we all are, if we're not citizens of America, we might be trying to become a citizen of America, or we love America. I love to hate America. But we should come together and look at ways to improve the world. And last time I broadcast, I did shout out how the protest on Monday was peaceful. We should try to be more peaceful and not to be so hot-headed. I mean, all of us, try not to be so hot-headed and so quick to point fingers and call each other names and belittle one another. But really, I mean, really, some people, grown-ups bully people when it comes to politics. I can tell you this. I do get bullied sometimes. And some places I do not go. Some people I do not be around because I feel I will be targeted or I spoke to in a mean fashion. I'm just telling it like it is. But then other than that, mostly it's all good, honestly, because we all come together. We learn something when we come together. We do. We learn something. When we all know the same thing, what are we teaching each other? But when we, it's good, like minds think alike, but then it's also good to come together and look at the differences, and look at the different solutions that we can problem solve with. I mean, because we all come together and be like, wow, I never looked at it from that perspective. Oh, I never looked at it from that perspective either. You know, we really can come together. So as I'm talking to you guys, I'm looking through the Oprah, my new old that came yesterday. Two of my favorite people, Mags came with two of my favorite people on the cover, of course. Oprah's going to be on the cover of her own magazine. Oh, but then Tiger Woods is on the cover of Southern Gaming. So I can't wait to look in that. But he's on the cover of Amazing Florida Casinos, Places to Play. And also the other topic is poker, how to win a tournament. So big shout out to the Island View, who I, Terry and I, you know my guy, who's looking forward to becoming part of the show also. And again, a big shout out to DC White, Mr. Houdet himself also. But Terry and I had taken a friend to Vicksburg, and so we spent some time sightseeing. We visited Island View, so big shout out to everyone that we met at Island View and that I took time to talk to with also, Peggy and James and Porter. Big shout out to you guys. And hope to see you real, real soon. But Vicksburg is a beautiful place. I had not been there in a while. My mother used to like to go there, too. Used to go to, like, Isle of Capri and Harold's and so on. But pretty much just want to touch base. Those are some of the hot topics. We're, you know, we're preparing for the Super Bowl, right? Seen a news story last night with Jennifer Lopez getting all ready for her halftime performance. Can't wait to see she and Shakira and also Demi Lovato singing the national anthem, which she predicted 10 years ago. And many of us seen that coming also, right? But thank you. Check my social media. I try my best to share your pages and your information that you send me that I can share. Community events and events, I do my best to share and spread the word also. And those of you that would like to become advertisers here on Construct Entertainment Report, just let me know. Because like I said, I'm getting all the pre-planning and pre-production and getting it back to up to par, in Terry's words, up to par of what it has been and what it can be. I definitely would like to know those that would like to be advertised, and also send in your PSAs and also your media kits, those that would like to be interviewed, I guess, co-hosts, and also those that would like their music to be added to the playlist. With your permission, you're okay, please email me at Kultureshok, Inc., KultureShokEnt underscore best at yahoo.com. Let me repeat, KultureShokEnt underscore best at yahoo.com. Thank you for your love and your prayers. I'm sending you guys prayers and love. I sent a mishap the other day, you guys. Some of you guys noticed that talked to me on Facebook and so on. So thank you for your prayers. I was busy, not by my people, but one of the family of prison. So thank you to those that share remedies with me of healing quickly. And so thank you for that. And also, thank you for your prayers. I have a job interview later on today regarding our work of a major church ministry that has 5 locations in the country. So I appreciate your prayers. Job interview, so building my businesses as